Special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. Faithful Caleb's needed. Extract from testimony number 32. While the doubting ones talk of impossibilities, while they tremble at the thought of high walls and strong giants, let the faithful Calebs, who have another spirit, come to the front. The truth of God, which bringeth salvation, will go forth to the people if ministers and professed believers will not hedge up its way, as did the unfaithful spies. All should feel that they are not proprietors, but stewards, and that the time is coming when they must give an account for the use they have made of their Lord's money. Means will be needed in the cause of God. With David they should say, "All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." Schools are to be established in various places. Publications are to be multiplied. Churches are to be built in the large cities. And laborers are to be sent forth, not only into the cities, but into the highways and hedges. And now, my brethren who believe the truth, is your opportunity. We are standing, as it were, on the borders of the eternal world. We are looking for the glorious appearing of our Lord. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. When we realize the greatness of the plan of redemption, we shall be far more courageous, self-sacrificing, and devotional than we now are. There is a great work for us to do before success will crown our efforts. There must be decided reforms in our homes and in our churches. Parents must labor for the salvation of their children. God will work with our efforts when we do on our part all that He has enjoined upon us and qualified us to do. But because of our unbelief, worldliness, and indolence, blood-bought souls in the very shadow of our homes are dying in their sins and dying unwarned. Is Satan always thus to triumph? Oh, no. The light reflected from the cross of Calvary indicates that a greater work is to be done than our eyes have yet witnessed. The third angel, flying in the midst of heaven and heralding the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus, represents our work. The message loses none of its force in the angel's onward flight, for John sees it increasing in strength and power until the whole earth is lightened with its glory. The course of God's commandment-keeping people is onward, ever onward. The message of truth that we bear must go to nations, tongues, and peoples. Soon it will go with a loud voice, and the earth will be lightened with its glory. Are we preparing for this great outpouring of the Spirit of God? Human agencies are to be employed in this work. Zeal and energy must be intensified. Talents that are rusting from inaction must be pressed into service. The voice that would say, "Wait, do not allow yourself to have burdens imposed upon you," is the voice of the cowardly spies. We want Calebs now, who will press to the front, chieftains in Israel, who with courageous words will make a strong report in favor of immediate action. When the selfish, ease-loving, panic-stricken people, fearing tall giants and inaccessible walls, clamor for retreat, let the voice of the Calebs be heard, even though the cowardly ones stand with stones in their hands, ready to beat them down for their faithful testimony.